Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Francis has been laid to rest at the Papal Basilica of St. Mary Major, the first pope to be buried there in nearly 400 years. The solemn funeral mass for Pope Francis drawing at least a quarter of a million people, including this morning.
A momentous occasion, absolutely fabulous that I'm here, and one I can remember forever and ever, and I have goosebumps.
Before the funeral, President Trump met with Ukraine's President Zelensky in St. Peter's Basilica. Big difference from their heated February face-to-face in the Oval Office. This time, Zelensky saying it was
positive, Paris and London, and we want to continue such meetings to bring peace to Ukraine.
Trump posted on social media that he thinks maybe Russia's Putin doesn't want to stop the war and that he may have to deal with the Russian president differently. Massive explosion at a port in southern Iran has left at least over a dozen dead and more than 700 hurt, says Iran state media. This is ABC News. A deadline is coming fast.
After several delays, the extra identification rules known as Real ID beyond a normal driver's license take effect May 7th. Katie Nastro is with the travel site Going and says most people who cannot get in for an appointment yet may have other options.
TSA stated that 81% of people have an acceptable form of Real ID. That doesn't necessarily mean that every 81% has a Real ID, but they do have an acceptable form, and you might even have one and not know it.
A passport, federal and military IDs, along with global entry cards, are all acceptable IDs. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
A bakery in New Jersey returning to an aroma that's more pastry and less perfume. Century Bakery in Bridgeton has asked customers to tone it down on the cologne and perfume that overpower the smell of fresh donuts and other baked goods in the bakery that's owned by three nonprofits. Bakery volunteer Dominic Mendonero.
Recently, we had one of our staff members essentially have an asthma attack.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up today, we have some of the best in Southern Gospel. We're counting down the top 20 songs according to the Singing News Magazine May chart.
We want to give our very best.
Plus, we'll debut some new releases in our countdown bonus cut segment.
I've always loved songs that paint a picture, especially with scripture.
It's all great gospel coming up today on The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats.
At number 20, we get things started off with the Nealands, a song on their Loving You album that features Autumn Neyland Streetman. Gordon Mode was one of the producers of the album, and he talks about Autumn's future.
I don't know what Autumn wants to do. I'm not even sure she knows what she wants to do from day to day. Maybe she does, maybe she doesn't. And you know what? She doesn't have to decide right now. But whatever Autumn does, she will be successful because she has a real drive, just like her family. And she's so amazingly talented that no matter what style she decides to sing, or if she decides to do something totally different, she will be very successful. And I'm really proud of her.
That's Gordon Mode. Autumn is out front on this new song called God Won't at number 20.
The damage you've done, count every wrong and decide that you've gone too far. Yeah, people are good at being judging the jury. They'll hand down a verdict.
The Neelands featuring Autumn Neeland Streetman, God Won't, at number 20. The number 19 song comes from Tim Menzies, who's a great singer and songwriter. He talks about where the inspiration comes from.
I would hear melodies. I'd just wake up hearing those things. Or I would hear a phrase and I would know that's a title, even if it had no meaning by itself. I mean, I had hit songs on titles that really don't have meaning without the song being under it. And I would hear those things and I knew that it wasn't me. That's why I never was egotistical about the writing. I knew that I was receiving those genesis of songs. Now, the craft, learning to do it, took years of work and discipline, but I never thought that the ideas and hearing those melodies were generated by me. And then after I was saved in 1991, it became incredibly obvious that they'd been coming from God the whole time.
That's Tim Menzies. Here he is at number 19 with backup from the Isaacs, What Are You Waiting For?
The young man said to the preacher, first I'll get my ducks in a row, clean up my act, and I'll step on that straight and narrow road. The preacher said, you can't save yourself, you gotta walk behind the Lord. He'll lead you to those streets of gold. What are you waiting for? We say one day, someday, first thing in the morning. But time slips away and won't take time to warn you. Don't wake up on the sinking side of old Noah's door. Look up, storm clouds are rolling in. What are you waiting for? The old man said to the preacher, son, it's too late for me. There's too much sin on my old soul for water to wash clean. The preacher said, by God, you're right, you need to be reborn. Let Jesus wash you in the blood. What are you waiting for? We say one day, someday, first thing in the morning. But time slips away and won't take time to warn you. Don't wake up on the sinking side of old Noah's door. Look up, storm clouds are rolling. What are you waiting for? We've all found excuses to him haul with the Lord. But he ain't fooled. The great I am has heard all that before. One day, someday, first thing in the morning. Time slips away and won't take time to warn you. Don't wake up on the sinking side of old Noah's door. Do tell us that a drop of rain, what are you waiting for? Jesus could come down here before I strike my next chord. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Waiting for Tim Menzies with the Isaacs at number 19. At number 18, the trio Peach Goldman debuts in the top 20. Katie Peach talks about life giving us life.
I've always loved songs that paint a picture, especially with Scripture, with what Scripture actually tells us. And I love in the Word where Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I love how this song gives examples. of exactly how Jesus is the way, exactly how he is the word, he is the bread. And I hope that people will get that he is the solution to every problem that they face. Ultimately, he is the life who is always giving us life.
That's Katie Peach, and here's Peach Goldman at number 18, Life Giving Us Life.
The word opened the scroll and the word was read. I see the bread breaking the bread on a hillside where thousands were fed, and the Prince of Peace speaking peace to calm an angry sea. When he
life. That is Peach Goldman. The countdown continues in just a moment with a former number one hit. Stay with us.
The Ithaca Lions Club invites you to a special fundraiser for Courtney Richards Hemphill, Sunday, April 27th from 11 to 2:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. Enjoy a pulled pork sandwich meal with coleslaw, cowboy beans, and desserts, all for just $15. Don't miss the bake sale and silent auction, too. If you'd like to donate to the auction or sale, contact Brittany Niemeyer, 604-3301, Celia Zeman, or Courtney Hemphill. Help support a great cause.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Meyer Oil and LP, fueling your favorite tunes on WRCO Studios. Depend on us for quality service and a warm community connection.
Good morning. I am Bo Hendricks, and you're listening to WRCO and the Gospel Greats as we start our Sunday off. A busy day here in southwest Wisconsin. St. Philip's Church near Rolling Ground, they are getting ready to host a pancake breakfast from 7:30 to 11. A free will offering will be accepted. Carryouts will be available by calling 624-5498. Mass will be held at 9. The Ithaca Lions Club will host a fundraiser for Courtney Richards Hempel, and that will be from 11 to 2:30 in the High School Commons, Ithaca High School Commons. You can enjoy a pulled pork sandwich meal, bake sale, and silent auction. Cost for the meal, $15. Also, a 4-H Arts Festival will take place at Pine Valley Community Village. Richland County 4-H members will perform at 1:30 today. Selections will include piano solos, poetry presentations, and vocal solos and duets.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back. At number 17, we're back to the countdown with a former number one hit from Gold City. 2 months ago, they topped the chart with this song from their album Right Now, Gone for Good.
Child of God, yes, it's true. The old has passed away and you've been made new. But you can't get past your past. You keep bringing it up again. Let me tell you, friend, when Jesus forgives your sin, it's as good as gone.
Gone for good.
at number 17. At number 16, Brian Free and Assurance drop in with the title track of their album, Grateful for the Gospel.
The writers of the song are Dave Clark, Don Cook, and Mike Harland, three phenomenal songwriters. We've done a number of songs in the recent last probably 10 years or so that Dave Clark and Don Cook have written or co-written either individually or together. They're two of the most well-known Christian writers in, not necessarily in Southern, but they're responsible for a lot of the group For Him. They, outside of Mark Harris, one of the members of For Him, Dave Clark and Don Cook were probably responsible for 75% of their songs. And that's how much of an impact they've had on Christian music down through the years. Just a phenomenal song. Right? And when this one was pitched, and I first heard it, the message is just spot on. It's spot on. It should be what all of us as Christians are willing to sing, quote, say,
yes, sir,
100 times a day. Each line of that song. It should be, that should be our mantra. It should be what we say and talk about and think as Christians, as being born again children of God, and just grateful for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
One of the lines that I love so much is, "The here where Jesus gave His life,
the place
where I found mine." Yeah. I mean, what a lyric!
Yes, sir.
How strong is that? Come on.
And
now,
Don Cook, one of the writers, passed away early this year. And that was one of the last songs that Don had written with Dave. And so it's special in many ways.
That's Brian Free, and here's Brian Free and Assurance, Grateful for the Gospel, at number 16.
It's an old, old story, but it's never been more true, about a Savior and a sinner and the bridge between the two. Just an old rugged cross that paid redemption's price. And I've never been more grateful for the gospel of Christ. I'm grateful for the gospel. It stood the test of time. The hill where Jesus gave His life, the place where I found mine, my refuge from the storms that rage, the rock on which I build my faith. I am grateful for the gospel. It's the reason I am saved. By the grace of Jesus, I can go before the throne as one who's made worthy by the mercy I've been shown. I can stand here unashamed and fully justified, and I've never been more grateful for the gospel. The storms that rage, the rock on which I build my faith.
16, that's Brian Free and Assurance, grateful for the gospel. At number 15, falling out of the top spot from last month, it's Ernie Haas and the Signature Sound Quartet with a new, old-sounding song.
This one is a new one, but intentionally we wrote it to sound old. Many of my Southern Gospel artist friends have come to me and said, "Where did you find that old song?" And I said, "You know what? Look at the credits. I wrote that with Wayne Hahn and Joel Lindsay. It's I hope it becomes an old song. Let's say it that way."
That's Ernie Haas. And here is Ernie Haas and the Signature Sound Quartet at number 15. You'll find him there.
Go out, Elijah, out to the mountain. Wait for the Lord to pass by. Elijah, the Lord, he will bless thee. He's heard your desperate cry. There was a wind, a mighty wind, but no, he wasn't in the wind.
There was a fire,
a blaze of fire, but no, he wasn't in the fire. There was a big earthquake moving under his feet. And though the ground did shake, still the Lord, he did not see. A still small voice that gently filled the air.
He found him there.
In the bound of earth.
He found him there.
Go out, children, out to the mountain. Wait for the Lord to pass by. Go out, children. Gently fills the air.
You'll find him there.
You'll find him there.
You'll find him there.
And the Signature Sound Quartet at number 15. If you're keeping up, you know the number 14 is coming up next. Plus, we'll enjoy a countdown bonus cut. I'm Rodney Balkum, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. Coming up in just a moment, we'll enjoy a countdown bonus cut. It's a new single from the Triumphant Quartet. Right now, we're up to number 14. Alan Kendall of the Kingsmen introduces the song.
I just stopped by on my way home. And if there was ever a most requested song for us to keep bringing back, it would probably be this one. When we went in to record the Unstoppable God album, we knew we wanted to bring this one back. We even got Ray Dane to sing on this one. Just seemed like it was the perfect timing to release it to radio. We had had a couple of big ballads with Unstoppable God and Praying for the Prodigal. And the more we talked about it, the more we realized, hey, we need to send one out to radio that just rocks it Kingsmen style.
It sure does. Here are the Kingsmen with I Just Stopped By on My Way Home at number 14.
My life has been blessed in so many ways with
friends day after day, but I can't stay here. Soon I'll be gone, 'cause I just stopped by on my way home.
The Kingsmen, I Just Stopped By on My Way Home. And now for a countdown bonus cut. The Triumphant Quartet has just released a new single from their album God Is Listening. It features Clayton Inman. Here they are with Deep Waters.
Sometimes life is hard. At times you've questioned why. And there are moments when you really struggle to survive. But there's a peace that passes understanding, and grace enough to keep your faith alive. When you go through deep waters, you never go alone. Through storms and waves, He makes a way when all your hope is gone. When rivers rise, He hears your cry. So just keep holding on. When you go through deep waters, you never go alone. When the pain is real, lost the words to pray, and all the fear is paralyzing your will to be brave. Trust the one who speaks to winds and oceans. Take His hand, for He is strong to save.
go through deep waters, you never go alone. You are loved by the Father, and He calls you His own. Through storms and waves, He makes a way when all your hope is gone. When rivers rise, He hears your cry, so just keep holding on. When you go through deep waters, you never go alone. He's your strength and refuge. He will never leave you. A present help, and He wants you to know. When you go through deep waters, you never go alone. You are loved by the Father, and He calls you His own. Through storms and waves, He makes a way when all your hope is gone. When rivers rise, He hears your cry, so just keep holding on. When you go through deep waters, you never go alone. When you go through deep waters, you never go alone.
Deep Waters, the Triumphant Quartet from their project, God is Listening. Hope you enjoyed that. And now at number 13, Amber Epinette Saunders tells us about the latest single from 11th Hour, Rock Bottom.
This is such a fun song to sing every night, and this song was written by myself and two friends of mine, Ken West and Jason Cox, and it's just a great reminder that no matter how low you've gotten, you're never too far, that the Lord can't reach down and pick you back up, and I'm just so thankful that we have a firm foundation when it comes to Jesus Christ.
That's Amber Epinette Saunders, and here is 11th Hour at number 13, Rock Bottom.
Have you ever been down, down, down? Ever been so far down you had to reach up to touch the ground? Have you ever been low, low, low? And all you had to hold was a single thread of hope. Well, I've been in there too, and let me tell you, there's good news.
Gazette's 11th hour at number 13. The countdown will continue in just a moment, plus our Southern Gospel headlines are coming up.
The Ithaca Lions Club invites you to a special fundraiser for Courtney Richards Hemphill, Sunday, April 27th from 11 to 2:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. Enjoy a pulled pork sandwich meal with coleslaw, cowboy beans, and desserts, all for just $15. Don't miss the bake sale and silent auction, too. If you'd like to donate to the auction or sale, contact Brittany Niemeyer, 604-3301, Celia Zeman, or Courtney Hemphill. Help support a great cause.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Meyer Oil and LP, your hometown heroes delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
It is 16 minutes away from the 7 o'clock hour as we're moving ahead here on WRCO. 42 degrees. Thank you for tuning in. Well, the Brewers had another rough go of it and are, unfortunately, riding a four-game losing streak with a 6-5 loss to St. Louis. They are now in third in the National League Central behind Cincinnati and first-place Chicago. It'll be a 1:15 first pitch time this afternoon. You can hear that game on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7 as the Brewers try to snap this skid and get back on the winning side of things. As for today, mostly cloudy skies, some patchy sun later, then a slight chance for a light shower or sprinkles this morning. Look for highs to be in the mid-60s, southeast winds around 10. For tonight, lows of 50, partly to mostly cloudy, a 30% chance for scattered thunderstorms late. Monday, highs in the mid to upper 70s, partly cloudy, a 30% chance for scattered thunderstorms in the early morning, and then again late in the day. And Tuesday, look for clouds gradually mixing with sunshine, highs of 60. It is 42 degrees.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. Our Southern Gospel headlines are coming up in just a minute. Right now, our number 12 song from Southbound, the title track of their project, I Left It in the Water.
Thank you.
Southbound at number 12. And now our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. The Hoppers are announcing some ministry changes. Here's Dean Hopper.
If you've seen the Hoppers in the last few months, it's been the three of us. Well, Mom and Dad, they're never going to retire, right?
They don't like the word.
They don't like the word retire. But they are enjoying sitting on the back porch a little bit on the farm that Dad's had over 60 years. They're enjoying that. And my brother is there with them. He's just been my hero, one of the best drummers and tech guys ever. But going forward, you're looking at future Hoppers, third generation. I'm the second, of course, and then my wife, Kim, and Carly is the third generation. So I hope you guys will pray for us. We've appreciated you so, so long.
We hope that you will be willing to accept the way that we choose to move forward. We have my grandparents' blessing. My uncle is the most wonderful caregiver and has been to previous generations, his grandfather and my great uncle. And here we are trying to carry on with a wonderful nod to our history and legacy, but choosing to do this as our immediate family. Yes.
So the Hoppers keep going. The legacy keeps moving.
That's Dean Hopper. Our best wishes to all of the Hoppers as they move forward. The Southern Gospel Music Association has completed their list of 2025 inductees. The legendary singer and pastor Jimmy Swaggart, Oak Ridge Boys icon Dwayne Allen, pianist arranger standout Nick Bruno, fan favorite Jeanette Cook, and this year inducting a fifth individual, former Gaither Trio, Gaither Vocal Band member, and Imperials member Gary McSpadden. The Class of 2025 official induction ceremony will be at the National Quartet Convention on Tuesday, September 23rd in Pigeon Forge. Tate Emmons may be young, but he's keeping company with some of the legends of Southern Gospel music.
Hey everybody, my name is Tate Emmons, and I'm so excited to announce we will be partnering with Singing News TV to release a new TV series called Legends. It'll be 10 episodes, 10 different legends. We'll go into their house, we'll talk to them, we'll get to know them, we'll get to know their stories, and we might even sing with them a little bit. Each week, there'll be a new episode released on Singing News TV. It's Legends.
You can catch the Legend series on Singing News TV or on YouTube. Tate, by the way, turned 15 and just got his driver's permit. Congratulations, Tate. And those are the Southern Gospel headlines for the week. We're back to the countdown with a number 11 song on the Singing News Monthly chart. It's the Mark Trammell Quartet with a remake of the Cathedral's classic, Canny Cooney Woody.
Seemed a bit too good to be true.
There were questions and doubts. I tried to figure it out, but the best that I could do
was to wander around in the love that I found until my questions started answering themselves.
Singing Canny Cooney Woody, yes, he Canny Cooney Woody did.
Necessarily so, like somebody said it once in a song.
You can think what you choose, but let me tell you the news. The Lord has loved you all along.
So if you're asking again, will the doubts never end? Simply trust him and you'll see for yourself. Singing Canny Cooney Woody, yes, Canny Cooney Woody, he did.
yes, he can, he could, he would, and he did.
Save me, love me, take me, really.
Can, he could, he would, yes, he can, he could, he would, and he did.
Let me tell you what my Savior did.
Can, he could, he would, yes, he can, he could, he would, and he did. Can, he could, he would, yes, he can, he could, he would, and he did.
It's on their album called 50, Canny, Coody, Woody, the Mark Trammell Quartet at number 11. And that wraps up the bottom half of our countdown. Please stick around. Coming up in hour two, we'll enjoy the top 10 songs in Southern gospel music. I'm Rodney Baucom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
This is Logan Willis. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca and our pastor, Diana Lucas, I would like to invite you to this morning's service at 10:30 a.m. We are a family that welcomes everyone with open communion. If you're searching for a place to belong, come as you are. This is a safe church for all ages. We'll see you there at 10:30 a.m. at the Willow Valley UMC in beautiful downtown Ithaca.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome back for hour two of The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Baucom, and coming up in hour two, we transition into the top 10 songs according to the Singing News magazine.
We said, let's do a duet here, let's do a trio part here.
And we have a countdown bonus cut coming from the Browns.
We flew down to Arizona and shot a bunch of music videos for some of the songs.
It's all great gospel coming up in hour two of The Gospel Greats. At number 10, the Perrys kick things off with the latest from their album, Long, Long Road, You Can't Hurry God.
You can't hurry God, you just have to wait. Trust Him and believe, no matter how long it takes. He's a God that you can't hurry, He'll be there, so don't you worry. Well, He may not come when you want Him, but He'll be on time.
Old Job was sick so long, until the flesh fell from his bones. His cattle, land, and children, everything that he had was gone.
He said, you put these afflictions on me, why don't you come on and see about me? Well, he may not come when you want him, but he'll be on time.
You can't hurry God, you just have to wait.
Take his life, he knew everything would be all right.
He said, for God I will, for God I'll die. Gonna serve the Lord with all my might. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be on time.
You can't hurry God, you just have to wait. Trust in Him, call on Him, no matter how long it takes. He's a God that you can hurry.
God. That's the Perrys at number 10. The number 9 song comes from Greater Vision. Rodney Griffin talks about the song.
I wanted to write a song that would encourage folks who like the things that go on in church and the things that go on when God's people get together. Preaching, praying, singing, shouting, all the above. And I wanted to write it in a fun way where we could each have a line. And we got in the studio and we just kind of got creative on those verses. And we said, let's do a duet here. Let's do a trio part here. And honestly, on stage as we sing it, it's kind of fun. You have to stay on your toes because your little duet line's coming up in that third line of the verse. And you better be ready for it or you'll miss it.
That's Rodney Griffin. And here is Greater Vision at number 9. I'd rather hear preaching.
This world is filled with voices making
restless noises, trying to convince us God is dead. They shout the world's opinions, but I refuse to listen. There's something I would rather hear instead.
I'd rather hear preaching,
singing,
praying,
shouting, where everyone's agreeing, nobody's doubting. I'd rather hear the church lift up the Lord.
I'd rather hear someone
stand and
give him glory.
I'd rather hear a sweet testimony than anything else I hear in this world.
Some say that we're old-fashioned to follow such a passion, but we know what happened in that tomb. We've been changed forever by resurrection power, so just give me a preacher of this truth.
I'd rather hear preaching,
singing,
and shouting, where everyone's agreeing, nobody's doubting. I'd rather hear the church lift up the Lord.
I'd rather hear someone
stand and
give him glory.
I'd rather hear a sweet testimony than anything else I hear in this world.
So let them sound their anger, the love of God is greater. They can find the answer if we pray.
Oh, how we'd love to win them, help them find what's missing. Soon we hope they'll join in and say,
I'd rather hear preaching,
singing,
praying,
shouting, where everyone's agreeing, nobody's doubting. I'd rather hear the church lift up the Lord.